Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news this hour. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the arraignment and bond hearing for Gregory Dylan Keller Jr. Mr. Keller faces charges of operating while license suspended or revoked, second or subsequent offense, operating a vehicle with no security or insurance, and operating an unregistered vehicle. These are misdemeanors with potential penalties, including jail time and fines. A plea of not guilty was entered on all counts. The court set a deadline of July 9th for the prosecution to provide a plea offer and discovery, and a plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 30th at 10 a.m., which Mr. Keller must attend in person. Regarding bond, the initial amount was set $3,500 with a 10% option, which had not been posted. The defense requested a personal recognizance bond, citing Mr. Keller's unemployment. The prosecution noted Mr. Keller's history of similar offenses, but acknowledged his court appearance. Judge Ferris ultimately set the bond at $3,500 personal recognizance, meaning no funds were required today, but emphasized that failure to appear would result in fines, costs, and possible jail time. The conditions include not violating any laws, specifically prohibiting driving without a valid license, insurance, or vehicle registration. Additionally, a probation violation hearing for Mr. Keller was adjourned to coincide with the July 30th plea cutoff hearing. And Saginaw neighborhoods are getting visible facelift as a large-scale community revitalization effort gains momentum. More than 1,000 volunteers have joined forces with Saginaw-Shiawassee Habitat for Humanity to improve homes and reduce blight in the Covenant neighborhood. Crews are tackling projects including exterior painting, landscaping, and home repairs, while also supporting the construction of affordable housing. Organizers say the initiative is focused on strengthening existing neighborhoods by investing in owner-occupied properties and replacing neglected spaces with safe housing opportunities. The current campaign aims to complete work on 70 homes before the end of the year, with similar revitalization efforts expected to expand into additional Saginaw neighborhoods in the future. Authorities in Montcalm County are investigating a late-night multi-vehicle crash that claimed the lives of two 17-year-olds and left a Saginaw woman injured. The collision happened shortly after 11 p.m. on Thursday on M46 near Derby Road, east of Six Lakes. Michigan State Police say a westbound Chevy Cruze carrying the two teenagers was struck from behind by a vehicle driven by a 49-year-old Granville man. Investigators say the impact sent the Cruze spinning into oncoming traffic, where it was hit by an eastbound Ford F-150 and then by a Chevy Traverse. The F-150 and Traverse were being driven separately by a husband and wife from Saginaw as they traveled home. The woman driving the Traverse was hospitalized with injuries that have not been disclosed. Both teenagers and the Cruze died at the scene, and state police say alcohol is believed to have been a contributing factor in the crash, but the investigation remains ongoing. And we'll be back right after this.
The Pigeon Band Shell invites you to their 35th season of the Summer Concert Series, Thursday, June 25th at 7 p.m. Listen to Mobile Dueling Pianos, a live interactive music experience featuring two dynamic pianists, powerful vocals, and fun audience participation. Remember, it is lawn seating only, so be sure to bring your own lawn chair or blanket if you need one. Tickets are $6 in advance, $8 at the gate, $5 per show with flex passes, and anyone 12 or younger gets in for free when accompanied by an adult. Advance tickets are available for purchase at Bayport State Bank, Pigeon One Stop, Pigeon Telephone's Business Office, Sheriff Family Pharmacy in Sebring, Thumb Bank, and Thumb Cellular. So enjoy the music this Thursday, June 25th at 7 p.m. with Mobile Dueling Pianos at the Pigeon Band Shell in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back with a look at more news. The Los Angeles Police Department has released dramatic body camera footage following a highly controversial weekend incident where an officer shot and killed a family dog. Officers were responding to an emergency 911 call regarding a woman screaming inside a residence when the canine reportedly charged at the responding unit. The visual evidence has sparked an immediate public outcry and protest outside the local precinct, with community activists calling for better non-lethal de-escalation training for animals. Chief of Police Dominic Choi has announced an expedited internal affairs investigation to determine if the officer's use of force aligned with the department's protocol. And a major transportation disaster has struck eastern England, where a high-speed train crash near the town of Bedford has left at least one person dead and roughly 100 passengers injured. Rail officials confirmed that the train's driver was killed in the impact, and at least nine passengers remain in critical condition at local trauma centers. Emergency crews worked through the night to pull survivors from the mangled wreckage, and investigators are currently focusing on whether a track signaling failure or an external obstruction on the rails caused the catastrophic derailment. And that's been a look at your news for this hour. We'll be back right after this for a look at your weather.
At Sure Health, we are celebrating. The National Rural Health Association just released its top 20 hospitals in all of America, and Sure Health is one of them. That's right. Your very own Sure Health is in the top 1.5% of all critical access hospitals across America in patient satisfaction. This is a huge deal, and we want to say thank you. It's because of you that we're able to provide the best possible care so close to home. Thank you for trusting us with your health and wellness, whether you take advantage of our services in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, Sebring, Bad Axe, or through Harbor Beach Community Hospital in Harbor Beach or Port Hope. What matters is that you want to achieve better health for a better life, and Sure Health is here with you every step of the way. So thank you for your belief in us to be one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in all of the United States of America. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?